Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, episode 93.
Yes.
93 newsletters.
Did you remember that off the top of your head? You can't have remembered that off the top of your head.
Just exactly.
You always know where we are.
I know where we are, exactly.
Okay.
We are now into the National League of episodes. We have done the 92.
Yes, that's very true. We've ticked them all off.
You ticked them all the grounds off. We've done them all, even like Colchester's new ground and like Salford City and all the ones that people haven't done and have to go and redo.
Yeah.
We've done all those. We're now bang, Barrow.
Let's not make this a Barrow podcast.
I think we should, John. I think we should start focusing on Barrow, John, because they seem to be running away with it a bit and we need to reel them back in.
Okay. With our goodwill.
Really get emotionally involved.
Honing on Barrow. Okay.
The Bluebirds till I die.
You're a bluebird.
We'll have some Paul McCartney.
I will do that, and yeah.
I think next week we should do Barrow Corner. And from now on, until they're no longer top of the league, just focus heavily on them.
Hone in on Holker Street. You see, I just knew that. I really love Barrow.
You love the Bluebirds.
Yeah.
Just like the place. Where was it on the other day? Oh, I watched a really good episode of Coast. The other day,
Nicholas Crane.
What is the audition process to be a presenter on that? they have the weirdest people. They are like, there we are in Birkenhead.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I like the Scottish guy who looks a bit like Ross Noble, but sounds like Billy Connolly.
Yeah, he's good.
Look at the course there, just going in and out.
They had about eight different, and you know my love of Escape to the Chateau, John.
That's
my favourite show of all time. If they don't do a spin-off called Escape to the Gatto, people doing up cakes, they've really missed the trick. He's on it, but it's obviously filmed a while ago because he is considerably slimmer than before he escaped to the Chateau.
Would you say that the slightly rich French diet has had an effect on Dick?
That man could do everything, John. Have you watched Escape to the Chateau?
Oh, I love it.
Honestly,
yeah, it's brilliant.
It's like, Dick... the back wall has fallen off the chateau. It requires 17th century plastering skills. Yeah. Luckily, Dick has the skills to do it himself.
Yeah, it's always a bit convenient.
Builder mate Steve.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a really good episode of Coast. I've got no idea how to tie that into National
League. I can't remember how that came up.
We always like a bit of TV recommendations. Happy New Year, John.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to each and every single one of our
many valued listeners.
We have seen each other.
We went to Dagenham and Redbridge away.
Yeah.
And it was a comforting 0-0, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Like slipping back into an old pair of slippers.
Not seen a 0-0 for a while. It was just nice to know that we can still do that every now and again.
By we don't mean Barrow. We mean Talkie.
No, we don't mean Barrow. Because we're not a Talkie podcast. We're a Barrow podcast.
Barrow. If anything, we're a Barrow podcast.
Yeah.
Can't wait for who have Barrow? Who have we got Saturday in the trophy? Can't wait.
Halifax.
No, not
oh,
us.
Who Barry? Oh, sorry. Oh, I slipped there.
Torquay have got Halifax.
Yeah. Sorry, I slipped into who have we got? Good question, actually. I mean, I should know this as a Barrow fan. I'm just going to.
I thought you just know the
Barrow. We've got FC United of Manchester at home, so
we'll thrash them. Easy. No problem.
Easy.
Anyway, football, non-league football. Not the conference, what's it called?
The National League. Look, I know it's been a while. Let's get back into it. Should we work out what's coming up on this Barrow podcast?
Tell us what's coming up in the Bluebirds podcast.
Yeah, I mean, we've got plenty of news. Lots and lots happened over the Christmas New Year period.
I'm not going to go through
the millions and millions of games. I'm just going to go from the weekend. I assume everyone knows what happened over the festive period.
Because it doesn't count in many ways. It's very much like before the clocks it doesn't. Back.
What point of the season does count, can I just ask? I'm getting a bit confused now.
The last 4 weeks.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
When we were winning. I think that counted.
The matches in January and February, they count.
Yeah.
March doesn't, like round Easter doesn't really count. Christmas doesn't count. It's only about 10 games that actually matter.
Yeah, it's about a sort of 30-point, it's about a 30-point season then, really, isn't it?
It is.
We obviously went out to Dagenham with the Talkie fans. We're not a Talkie podcast, we're not Talkie fans. No. So that's actually quite an interesting experiment. So you'll hear our trip to Dagenham there.
Nice to drop lower down the league to see some of the smaller teams again.
Exactly. Where we were in Dagenham, in the away end, we were sat right above the dressing rooms, which meant we could hear what was going on in the referees' changing room. A real bonus. So you don't get that at the top level.
We stuck the old recorder on.
So we got a live recording from the of ref bants. So some great bants going on with the refs and the linesman and the fourth official all getting stuck into each other before that match. It was great.
It was like being next to a dressing room before like one of the great Royal Variety performances of the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, you know, great.
Where are we? I've got completely sidetracked thinking about Bruce Forsyth in the refs kit.
And Tarby. Tarby, oh yeah. It's a yellow card.
The cards can be so cruel.
The VAR.
We've got loads of letters to catch up on from the Christmas break, so plenty of your lovely letters.
Lovely.
And I think that's about it.
Brilliant. News? Got any news, John?
Hey, I certainly have. Let's go back then to Saturday in the National League. Lots going on. Barnet got a 1-1 draw at home to Halifax. Not a particularly interesting game, to be honest with you. Barrow, probably the result of the day. I mean, look, we're not Barrow fans.
What did they do? I wasn't there, but I'm sure we won about 7-0 or something. That's what we normally do.
Exactly what it was. Barrow beating Ebbsfleet 7-0. Really bad news.
The new manager bounce is over.
It's well and truly over. Even Ollie Dyson, Barrow's Ollie Dyson, managed to hoover up there at the end and get himself a goal for Barrow. So unbeaten in 11 games now, the Barrow Meisters, top of the league.
Can't wait to go up to the Football League with Barrow. Go to every single home game. I'm going to go.
Yeah, are you?
It's so close. Easy peasy, John.
Okay.
No worries at all.
Oh,
just
easy.
Just very, very simple. Easy. Up the M6, up the M74.
Seven.
Left for an hour.
Yeah.
And when you get to the quarters of an hour
when you get
on,
to the
on
sea,
a country road.
When you get to the sea, stop.
Very easy.
Yeah. Look, let's not focus too much on Barrow. We can over Barrow the pudding. It's not a Barrow podcast. Chesterfield, they also did well this weekend, claimed a vital win in their battles to stay in the National League. They beat Inform Sutton 1-0. John Sheridan sacked in the week. Did you see that? Sheridan,
finally,
out.
Our prediction came true.
Quite a long while later, but he's finally gone. And
if only
yeah.
we knew where the Gran Nacionalo was.
He died, unfortunately, at the end of last season. You might remember.
He died, did he?
Yeah, he vaporised. It was a bit unfortunate, really.
Or did he?
Well, look, I'm sure we'll be able to make him come back. Sutton, though, did have a goal ruled out 10 minutes from time. An equaliser ruled out from Ben Goodlife.
John, I listened to Popmaster this morning.
Oh,
and there's a bloke really struggling on it.
Oh, no.
Really struggling. He got 12 points, I think, right?
Oh.
And he was like, and he pulled out the bag at the end. He got like 2 right at the end, right? He was heading for like 3 or something.
I always thought it'd be good if Ken actually turned on those people at the end. Did you tell me when you thought of applying to this competition, did you consider that you might have some form of pop music knowledge?
I've found now the hole in the brilliant format that Popmaster is, right?
Yeah.
If Ken is asking me now a question about 1962.
Yeah.
That is 58 years ago, John.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, isn't it?
Right, right. So that is the equivalent. If they were doing Popmaster in the 60s, right, and then asking a question about Louis Armstrong's Hot Six.
Fats Waller had a hit.
Yeah, exactly.
1916.
It's exactly
with
that.
What song?
You know, and you... You know, do you know what I mean? So you go, ooh, recorded the first ever wax cylinder.
Who sung St. Louis Blues? Dagenham 0, Torquay 0. We'll come back to that later on. Harrogate, they climbed up to third in the National League table, beating 9-man Maidenhead 1-0. Notts County 2, Bromley 1. Chris Bush was sent off for Bromley. And... Winding up. We're on the. I'm running in from the boundary. Apparently, they're gonna get rid of Chris Bush.
Here it comes.
they are looking at getting rid of him because they're looking at Slough Town's Ryan Bird and former Oxford midfielder Jamie Hand because a bird and a hand are worth 2 of Chris Bush.
Yes,
come on.
We got where you were. We didn't need the punchline.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd give it to you anyway.
What I liked was how much Googling you'd had to do.
Yeah, to find someone called Hand.
To find John Hand.
Jamie Hand. Boreham Wood leapt into the playoffs. They beat Stockport 3-1. Also extending their unbeaten run to 11 games. So Boreham Wood in quite good form. Dave Tarpey scored the only goal of the match as Woking beat Chorley 1-0. Not interested. Yeah, really not interested.
Annoying.
Move on. Aldershot continued their newly found run of form with a 2-1 win at Wrexham. Actually quite an impressive win that. And Aldershot starting to move up the table. Getting themselves out of trouble. And amazing, one of Aldershot's goals came from Ethan Chislett. And actually, Aldershot are thinking of making a statue outside the ground of legendary former manager Gary Waddock. The chairman went into the dressing room and said, "Ethan, chisel it."
What I like is we know where the joke is going.
Yeah.
From the moment you start the joke, it's like it doesn't need the punchline. It's beautiful, John.
Okay.
You got your own style there.
I spent quite some time on that, so. I was determined to finish it.
If you were a Torquay fan, John, I know you're not. You're a Barrow fan.
Yeah.
If you were a Torquay fan, who would you have a statue of? At the
good
Thea?
Question.
Thea Bristow?
Thea Bristow. I know he's not everyone's cup.
Bryn?
I love Leroy Racine with all of my being. I love Leroy. Yeah. I'd love to have a statue of him.
Just for 10 minutes, though.
No.
An ice sculpture.
Yeah, that just melts after 10 minutes. Yeovil 0, Solihull Moors 0. Yeovil slipping 3 points behind the mighty Barrow at the top of the table. Yes. The match was...
Come on, you bluebirds.
Quite a dramatic incident at Huish Park. The game had to be halted because a fire broke out in the generator room, feeding one of the floodlights.
Oof.
Yeah.
Not exactly Australia, is it?
No, not really.
Not exactly like not the whole of Yeovil. Yeovil caught fire to about £500,000 worth of improvements.
And yeah, so that was the National League. If you want a quick Romford update as well, called off. I don't know how many more times you can say this.
Stop penetrating Romford, everybody. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession. We were in Dagenham and Redbridge on Saturday.
Yeah.
Weren't we, John? It was lovely to meet some Foffs. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah.
But we were sat directly above the ref's room.
Yeah.
And we had our devices out, John.
Just
and we managed
dropped
to
a microphone
some
down
the...
through the roof, just through the ceiling of the old dressing room, just fed it down.
Managed to record some mega lols from the ref.
As you'd expect.
It was like the Rat Pack. The sands. Here we go. It's Ref Bants.
I am shorts, socks on, my black Kaisers on. I didn't go for World Cups this year.
I prefer if you do reference shorts on, Alan, if you don't mind.
Oh right, well yeah, not like that time at Eastleigh away.
Yeah, I know. You look like a right noggin.
I had to do it in my swimming trunks.
Yeah, you like.
Anyway, have you got your whistle?
I don't need a whistle. I'm the linesman.
Oh dear, I thought that.
You're on one today, aren't you?
actually, on a serious note, I've forgotten my whistle. Could I borrow yours? Do you have a spare?
You're having me on.
I've got Old Faithful in my pocket.
It's like being with Jeremy Beadle. Watch out, Beadle's about.
Right. So everybody, let's just check on the rules. Handball. Yeah. Anybody know what handball is?
Yeah, the ball hits the hand, doesn't it? It's not hard.
or some of the arm, yes.
Yeah.
Don't everyone know what a header is?
Come on, Alan. The ball hits your head, isn't it? I know what that is.
Okay, that's a header. Yeah. Offside. Okay. Do you know, Clive? Can you explain the offside rules to me, please, Clive? Page one of refereeing.
It's when the striker is their side of the defender, isn't it? Not goal side. It's the other side, isn't it? I'm just kidding. I know what offside is.
It'll be all right because all we'll do is go to VAR.
We'll go to VAR. I'm sure they have it at this level, don't they?
Anymore, just go to VAR. We're at Dagenham and Redbridge, DAR. So we go to DAR, VAR.
Oh, that's like Michael McIntyre.
Right. Right, off we go. Oh, come on, lads.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time, for some reason, I've no idea why, because we're a Barrow podcast.
Yeah, we're not
talking podcasts. But it's time for Talkie Corner.
I know you f***ers. Sort it out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***ers. Referee, you bastard. Are you from f***ing Cornwall?
There was an awful lot of that on Saturday.
There was a lot of that on Saturday. I reckon there's been a lot of that recently.
There's lots of moments where we were recording bits, as you'll hear in a minute, where you just turned and said, God, I wish we'd been recording that, because someone would just, at the back of the stand, just go, useless!
So, you know, someone went, Alleluia! Yeah. Like, trying to be like, Alleluia, like the big choral thing. And it was like, nothing like it. Alleluia! I've got, I don't know why, but because I support Barrow.
Yeah.
But I got a Torquay United home shirt for Christmas.
John, yeah, oh, right, dad. Nice.
Something happened to it that... I think it's created a little bit of luck for the Gulls.
Okay.
But I have been banned by my wife ever telling anybody ever.
You can't say that.
It's the story that can never be told.
Well, look, what is coming up clearly is episode 100. It's looming over the horizon.
Oh, the story will not be in episode 100.
It will be in episode 100.
I'll tell you what. It'll be in episode 500.
Okay, well, look, mark your calendars, everyone. Episode 500. So, look, we are going to bring you a little thing from Dagenham. We did one thing we don't mention in the package that we should have done is we were trying to meet up on the way at West Ham. West Ham seemed to be the easiest point for us to meet up. You abandoned West Ham whilst I was on my way there because you needed the loo. You sent me the message.
I'm getting older.
There are no toilets in West Ham, which you then decided was the name of your new album. No toilets in West Ham.
Let me check out the toilet situation in Barking. One side one.
I like track two, which was I'm on the district line to Dagenham brackets, but there's still a walk once I get there. It's like a country song.
Beautiful.
But we met in Acosta and then we carried on to the ground, which you can hear. Right now.
Sorry, that sounds like a song lyric.
What? Well, we met in Acosta. It always sounds like the streets. All Mike Skinner's rejected tracks. Anyway, we carried on to the ground after that, which you can hear right now.
Very exciting start, John, hasn't it been? I've just been shaking hands with the players.
You got in their ears
with my nephew. I used my nephew,
to get
who's
to
10, them. To get as the conduit.
As they came in from the warm-up, isn't it?
The warm-up.
Now, Paul Bastard sat just in front of us, and he looks fuming that you managed to get in there and get in the player's ears.
And I'm wearing my bright yellow coat and my new hat from my mum.
Basically, stealing his act. Yeah, so the only thing he did was get one of the balls. If you got one of the balls from the warm-up as well, he
would have swung for you. A bit like a Paul Bastard tribute act as I turned up. Because the trains are all up the Swanee today. I got off the train, you had to get the C2C, which is an overground, and mixed in with some undergrounds. The underground doors open automatically, but I off the C2C, you have to press a button.
Excuses,
I did not know this. I think I was sending a hilarious tweet as the doors. Anyway, so the doors opened, and I got off the train. The bloke behind me went, "Do you want to f***ing press a f***ing button, mate?" Oh,
welcome.
Welcome to the East End. Consider yourself our mate. Dagenham and Redbridge away, John. It's very
nice
ground.
I really want to know is when will there be a Harvest for the World?
It's nice they've played your song, isn't it? We're going to be all right. It's going to be great, John. Don't
You've
worry about it.
Over six, six goals.
Oh, no, over four goals. Over 3.5 goals. If four goals or more, Torquay to win. 7-1. I thought it was quite good, John.
Okay.
Not great, John, is it?
One for the purists, as they say, the old cliche.
Oh, here we go. He's in. Here we go. He's going to cut in. Gonna, oh, God. That's the sort of commentating you can expect when we do our commentary game.
We should do our mixler at some point, because there would be a lot of that.
Suddenly had a lot more respect for the tinkler than I have shown in the
harder
past.
Harder than it looks. There I think, as you say.
It's neither team are any good, are they?
No, it's poor. The highlight so far, I dished out the chocolate coins.
Everyone's
had
good.
A chocolate coin. Had good. A load left what? Over from Ooh. Christmas. Some action at last.
Inside of the post, John. Bounces out to the keeper.
He'd done nothing for 37 minutes, and then Janne threw on goal. Beats the keeper from our far end. It looks like
he was celebrating, John.
I
was one of those people. Yes!
I was up. And then I immediately got the wanker sign from the Dagenham fans.
Yeah,
it hit the inside of the post, bounced out.
Dagenham forward.
Now Dagenham are going to score.
They're going to score. No. There they are. But Keating on the ball.
Really our first
Lose
chance
it,
of the
Keating.
Game. And should be 1-0 up.
Once we started playing it on the ground, we've looked a lot better. We just keep lumping it.
Well, half-time.
Well, look, I'm happy to get to half-time 0-0.
Yeah. Should have been 1-0 up.
That's all I've got to say.
That's it.
I'm Dagenham, what a lovely little ground.
Isn't it lovely?
We're not a talky podcast, John, so no. We should talk about Dagenham. They don't look bad. Got Candy up front, haven't they?
That's literally the only other excitement,
pretty good,
isn't it? We
realised old Chicky Candy, you and I know, was up there.
Dagenham and Redbridge need a miracle or two. The Candy Man.
Yeah, lovely, yes. Hey, we've got what number four for you, Tom?
We
can do a live fourth. This is exciting, isn't it?
30?
Happy Christmas, Tom.
Oh,
thank you. This is your fourth number. We don't keep very good records.
No.
But
chugunk. Fourth 30.
Chugunk. Official. Hopefully that'll bring the luck you require, Tom.
Hopefully.
Especially after your mum cheated her way.
Cheated.
Through the fourth
game. I'm not saying cheat on. You've gone quite hard on the cheating. May have used her influence. Kalala, look. Well, she'd get off Instagram, Tom.
I know.
Stop looking at women on Instagram. Tom, what do you think the score is going to be here at Dagenham and Redbridge today?
Well, at the moment, you'd have to say 0-0 is probably the likely score.
Okay.
But with our defence, you never know.
You
but,
never know, yeah.
I'll be optimistic. I think we'll snatch it 1-0 in the second. It's one of those where we're going to play so badly, and then in the 90th minute, we're just going to get that one set piece that we're going to get right.
And now Janet's hit the
bar. And it bounced down and didn't bounce in, John.
What is going
unreal.
On?
Everyone was having a go at Sekou.
Gary has obviously seen a black cat
since
on the way to the ground.
He's brought out the black kit. This Voldemort kit.
Spent his morning walking under ladders.
Yes, it's a disaster.
What is going on?
That? 23
well,
to
well,
go, John.
So I started well, Gary. Well, I started very well. Well. Oh, golly, 67
we're
minutes
on the front
gone,
foot
yeah.
Here, John, we're on the front for Acer on the ball.
Yeah.
Knocks it through. Rory Keaton. Still not.
We've
good.
Been a lot better this half,
a lot better.
To be
a lot,
fair.
We've got the ball down a lot more. Playing. Oh, they're in. Shit. They're good players
shit.
In. Oh, okay.
Shit. Shit.
John, that's not out of the
Oh, good save, Lucas Coverland.
Great save, Coverland. That was the worst commentary, John.
Just saying shit.
Shit.
Increasing degrees of volume. This is
we
like
don't
a
know
mixler.
Any of their players. One of their
this
players
is
swinging it in. It's gone to the front post. A big head away from
can't see from up here, to be honest.
I think it was Cameron. Now Reedy one-on-one with one of their players.
Ooh, big hoof in the air.
Bring that down, Whitfield. How's your touch?
Whitfield,
go on then.
Reed. Go on, Reed.
Knock it. Janna.
Oh, no.
Beautiful.
Fell over.
As we said, 0-0, John. A low quality match. Better quality second half. But maybe because we can see it.
Yes.
Can see it up the other end. There we are. Take the point.
Frustrating.
Take the clean sheet. Take the point. Try and get some players in by. It's the trophy next, isn't it? That doesn't count.
Oh, Jesus. There it is, isn't it? Oh, well.
There we are.
We go again.
Dagenham and Redbridge.
Didn't lose.
Come on, you yellows.
And a clean sheet.
Yeah, a lovely day out, wasn't it, John?
Yes. One thing we didn't mention in that recording there from Dagenham was what our song was for Aaron Nemain, who remained on the bench for Talking
Heads. Yes.
And we never did it. It was, of course, I've been through the desert on a horse with Nemain. So there you go. That was that. Just to fill in the blanks.
Lovely. There we are. That was Talky Corner.
The National Obsession.
Hey, it's time for letters from a listener. Lovely, John.
Well, that would
be a beautiful way to kick off the new year.
Lovely.
Any letters, John?
Oh, yes. We've got an absolutely bulging...
Sack loads.
Bulging post sack full of letters.
Thank you all
so much for your letters. We start off with Tobias Ashton. Oh. Tibbs. Tibbs there from Ireland.
Tibbs.
Great.
He's funny, Tibbs.
I like Tibbs.
He's very funny on Twitter.
Now, bear in mind, he sent this on the 20th of December. And we've been off since before then. So this is a little bit Christmassy, but bear with
me. Happy Christmas to you.
He says, afternoon, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Well, look, Merry Christmas, Tibbs. We're well into January.
Bit early.
Merry Christmas for 2020. We're getting in early on this year's.
It gets earlier every year.
He says, I'm getting a bit of stick over here in Ireland for my dislike of Celtic. No one accepts my explanation that their kit is too like Yeovil's for my taste.
Yes,
and they insist I'm a Protestant monarchist. Shame on Yeovil. Shame on Yeovil for divining Ireland even further.
Who was there first?
They do have those parades through Yeovil, everyone playing flutes and banging drums. I'm sure I have seen that. Yeah, the old orange away
kit.
He says, just off to M&S now, as it's the only place in Ireland that sell clotted cream. Trying to spread the word, but it seems people here are even less interested in hearing me talk about clotted cream etiquette than they are hearing me talk about Talky and Rory Keating.
What's he doing in Ireland? We need to find that out.
I'd like to know why he's in Ireland, actually.
Well, is Tibbs a foff? He seems to have ridden to us a lot.
I think he is a foff. He says,
if he's not, then next time around we'll make him one, and then we can get him on the line and we can question him. And look, why he's in Ireland.
Some even more out-of-date material he finishes with, but I think we should do it anyway because he put a lot of time into it. He says, even though you're not a Talky podcast, some Talky Christmas puns for you. In the bleak Ben winter.
Oh, that's very good.
Lovely that.
Why didn't we think of that, John?
Yeah. Jean Christmas. Hey,
John, we should have claimed that as our own.
Should I stop here and we can claim all of these? Because they're very good, actually.
No. Keep going.
Jean Christmas Eve Cuneati.
Oh, God, he's good.
Jonah Lewis, Stop the Cavalry. Yeah. Kind of works.
Very good.
Armani Little Town of Bethlehem.
Town of Bethlehem, yeah. Okay,
Rory, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la King Wenceslas Ridge.
Oh, no.
No. Ian Holloway in a manger.
Yeah, but is he
played
Holloway?
He played on loan for Torquay.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's nice to know. I didn't know that. He'll come back to us one day.
Yeah, no, he was a loanee. I guess from Bristol Rovers, probably. But yeah, he played for us on loan. Rodney Jack Frost.
Lovely.
And, lovely. I mean, this one. Calvin Long, bom, 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 Kalala.
Feels like bad luck. You know when you get to the sixth?
Yeah.
And you're meant to have all your stuff fit.
Yeah, I don't like this.
12th night, you know. There we are.
Ace of Hall.
If we were a Torquay podcast, deck the Ace of Halls with boughs of holly.
Ace of Hall I want for Christmas is you. Eunan O. Candy Cane. And Scott Partridge and a pear tree.
It really does lend itself to it, John.
It's good, isn't it? All the best for 2020. Come on, you yellows. Tibbs. Well done,
Yellow
Tibbs.
Army. Go on, Tibbs. Well
good
done.
Work.
Up the goals.
Well done,
on the
that,
ice
man.
To you, Tibbs. Thank you.
Clive Haywood, father of Matty, says, hello, Jack.
Oh, yes.
It says, and again, slightly added that, it's only mid-afternoon on New Year's Eve, and I'm yet to imbibe, so I'm relatively confident that I'm not hallucinating. Imagine my surprise at seeing a noticeably less hirsute version of Charlie on Sky One's Rugby's Funniest Moment. At least I think that's what it was called.
Very funny on that, John.
How I laughed when the French Harlequin missed his volley, the seventh funniest moment, I think. I'm not sure Clive knows anything about rugby. My tolerance for the oval ball is considerably higher than my son's. He tends to start calling me a Tory if ever I mention the Six Nations. But I don't think even Boxing Day...
Massive lefty. The massive lefty, Matty Hayward. He won't be listening to this because he'll be too busy reading The Socialist Worker.
Chairman Mao's little red book. but I don't think even Boxing Day's Hewish shambles would persuade me to start following the 15-a-side code in earnest. I therefore ask you to keep your superb podcast firmly on 11-man rubbish lines. Kind regards and on the ice, Clive.
Thank you for supporting my old television career.
So you're on Rugby's Funniest Moments. How long ago did you record that, do you reckon?
Oh, well, John, the old TV career isn't quite what it was at the moment. So probably 3 years ago, I would suggest.
Okay.
Actually, I'll tell you what, I can tell you a little story about that. I turned up to do Rugby's Funniest Moments, did that, and they said, don't suppose you know anything about golf, do you? I went, yeah, same fee. And they went, yeah, we'll give you the same fee. Turned the camera around to a different wall. I put on a different shirt.
No. Put some golf clubs in the background.
Heavy Ballesteros.
I mean, not that these are at all cobbled together.
The magic of TV.
That's it. That's what you don't see. Anyway, thanks very much for your message there, Clive. Les Brooking, one of our most recent FOFs. Obviously, Tom Kelly became FOF 30 in the Dagenham report, but Les Brooking became FOF 29 just on the Christmas special. Les. Do you remember Les sent us a message that we couldn't get our head around? He said, why don't we have a Talky Disease 11? Because we've had Crabs, Piles and a Bunyan, and we couldn't work out who Crabs and Piles were, so we told him to get back in touch with more info. So Les says, on the ice, disappointed you don't remember the halcyon days under Dave Webb. We had a Steve Crab and a John Pyle playing for us, although it could have been John Crab and Steve Pyle. They weren't that memorable. That and Elliot Bunyan and maybe Nathan Blister. Over to you, Les.
I mean, we're really scrabbling around for them there, aren't we? I mean, Dave Webb was back, was a 1984, I'm going to say 85.
Didn't he?
I don't think. Let's just say he was there when it burnt. Let's get everyone involved in that. If you want to do some disease, the Disease 11.
If anyone wants to get involved on that NatOps pod.
If Calvin Kalala's Instagram feed is anything to go by, he's probably got the most diseases at the moment. Eat some limes, Kalama.
Good on the lad. Thanks very much for that,
lovely.
Les.
Thank you, Les. On the ice.
And finally, Joe Holden, Texas, as we call him. Tex. 26, Tex Holden. Hello, Joe. On the ice, chaps, and happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
Hope you both enjoyed your Christmases and didn't leave the house or look at any TV, phone or computer on Boxing Day. Did we play Boxing Day?
I didn't even know we'd played.
No, I think it must have been called off. I'm pretty sure it got postponed. It was raining, wasn't it?
It doesn't count, John, over Christmas. I've told you, it doesn't count.
He says, just a quick one from me. I mean, I have to read this out. Just a quick one from me to say that I have to agree with Charlie that this year's NatObstivity was the best yet. Nice work. I particularly enjoyed how you captured the true spirit of the National League. 10 Batesons out of 10 from me. Thank you, Joe. I mean, the reviews have all been positive.
Very, very good, John. I mean, I think you've concentrated on it.
Yeah.
You've done a lovely job on it this year.
Yeah.
I think you've had enough congratulation for it now, though. January the 6th or something.
Yeah.
7th, and you're still asking
still
for congratulations.
Reveling in it. But you know how John Cleese did 12 perfect episodes of Faulty Towers and left it there? No more. Didn't feel the need to do any more. 12 perfect episodes of comedy. I think that's it. 3 perfect Christmas stories. Why don't we leave it there? What?
Perfect.
What? I think we'll agree to disagree. Anyway, Joe also says, anyway, here's to a cracking 2020 and not long now till episode 100, which must surely involve a live event at either Trail Services or Boots and Laces. Surely.
I mean, I can tell you exactly what will happen on episode 100. We'll forget it's episode 100.
Until about halfway through. Oh, Christ.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. It's episode 100.
Anyway, and he also wanted to say, just wanted to add my congratulations to the Coasters, AFC Fylde, for winning this season's NatObs Cup. Yes, I think this was Joe's idea early in the season, for being the last National League team in the FA Cup. Yeah, they did well up at Sheffield United, didn't they?
Congratulations to them. Well done, the Coasters. Yeah. We'll see you next Saturday.
We will. And anyway, that's the letters.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much for all your letters. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And do also, get in touch on @NatObsPod. Or what's the email, John?
NationalObsession@gmail.com. Thank you for all lovely reviews and ratings on iTunes as well. It really does help us. If you haven't done it already, or even if you have, do it again. Pop onto iTunes, leave us a lovely little 5-star rating and a review. That would be very helpful.
And we've had a Laura laughs.
We have.
John. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season because I think now we get some new players in.
Yeah.
Push. Push up. Chase. My team Barrow down. Yeah. Chase them down.
Coming for you. So, yes, we're back next week, and the FOF game will return next week as well. A brand new FOF game for a brand new year.
We've got a cracker
up our sleeves involving our old mate Alan Dowson. I'll leave it there.
No cheats allowed. No cheats allowed.
Absolutely not. Cheat.
Anyway, and John, yes, breaking news on that fact. It wasn't, apparently at Eastleigh, it wasn't even tea. It was coffee.
Oh.
She never said so. It's FOF number under review.
pending further inquiries.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.